Blackstone Audio presents Gretel and the Dark by Eliza Granville. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell and Stefan Rudnitsky.
Prologue. It is many years before the Pied Piper comes back for the other children. Though his music has been silenced, still thousands are forced to follow him. Young, old, large, small, everyone. Even the ogres wearing 10-league boots and cracking whips. Even their 9-headed dogs. We are the rabbits in Exodus now, and the earth shrinks from the touch of our feet. Spring leaves a bitter taste. All day, rain and people fall. All night, Nixies wail from the lakes. The blood-colored bear sniffs at our heels. I keep my eyes on the road, counting white pebbles, fearful of where this last gingerbread trail is leading us. Has the spell worked? I think so. Coils of mist lap at our ankles, rising to mute all sounds, swallowing everyone around us whole. When the moment comes, we run blind, dragging the shadow behind us, stopping only when my outstretched hand meets the rough bark of pine trunks. One step, two, and we're inside the enchanted forest, the air threaded with icy witch breaths. The day collapses around us. Phantom sentries swoop from the trees, demanding names. But our teeth guard the answers, so they turn away, flapping eastward in search of the cloud-shrouded moon. Roots coil, binding us to the forest floor.